Hello everyone, welcome newcomers here in our room of Lightning Talks. Please welcome Albert with next talk about Ocular. You can
try, oh yeah, let's start it. Hello, yeah, okay, this works. Cool, I hope you can hear me. So yeah, I'm Albert, actually, in Catalan. I'm going to talk about Ocular, the multi-platform document viewer, a bit of me. I'm going to skip this because this is a lightning talk, but I'm an old person, right? You had a young person before. I'm much older than him. I've been doing KD stuff since 2003, right? So yeah, many things. I've done many things, not because I'm good, just because I'm old. So today, I'm going to talk about Ocular. What's Ocular, right? So Ocular is a KDE project. It doesn't mean much to you, but it's free software, right? We're here, everything is free software, it's good. It's a multi-document document viewer. It's a multi-platform document viewer. It's translated to more than 40 languages, right? This is one of the good things about free software. People often overlook this. You will never have Adobe Reader translation to Swahili, right? Because the Adobe people don't care about Swahili. We don't have a translation to Swahili either, but if a Swahili person is in the room, we can have it tomorrow, right? So there's no business reason to not have it because we are not a business, right? We're also the first ever eco-certified software by Blue Angel. Blue Angel is a German something. I don't know, I'm not German. It's a government thing, right? So they decided at some point they were gonna do ecologic certification for software, and we are the first one. So yeah, yay for us. What are we not, right? We are not a document editor, right? People very often ask, I want to rotate pages, I want to remove pages, I want to mix documents. It's like, well, we're not, right? Like, that's not what we do, right? It's very useful to know what you are, and it's very useful to know what you are not. So you can close issues. It's like, sorry, we don't do this, right? Just go somewhere else. That's a bit of a lie. You'll see later we do some kind of document editing, but as a guideline, we are not that. So formats. We do PDF and we do more things, right? Like nobody else cares about the more things, right? I mean, some people do. But like, if you have to measure about the bugs, we got 95% bugs about PDF, 5% bugs about something else. I mean, it's fine, right? We do text, right? Like, you wouldn't want to open text with Ocular, but it works, like, it's easy, so we did it. And I just realized I didn't translate imágenes here. As you can see, I reused this from a Spanish talk. That means images. You're all very smart. What else? It's multi-platform, right? And it's really multi-platform. We, in KDE, we use a library called Qt, and Qt is available basically everywhere, right? So we work in Linux, and then on the other things that aren't Linux, but kind of are Linux, right? So FreeBSD, OpenBSD, NetBSD, and things. We work on Plasma Mobile. So I mean, when I mean Plasma Mobile, I mean Linux Mobile, right? So we have a different UI for mobile because, like, if you're in this, you don't want to have the same thing in your laptop. It works on Windows, it works on Android, it works on OS X. So, I mean, it doesn't work on iPhone. I mean, it could work. Nobody has done it, right? I mean, there is Qt for iPhone. There's KDE software for iPhone. It could work. I just don't have an iPhone, so I don't care. Yeah, I mean, it's how it is, right? So features as a PDF / document viewer, I mean, it has all the, oops, sorry. Features one, not features two. Features. It has all the typical features you would expect, right? So like, you can open a document, you can scroll the document, you can search the document. We have a kind of more advanced features. The most famous one, maybe, it's we do have digital signature, right? In this day and age, governments want you to send them signed PDFs, right? So we support digital signature. You can add this digital signature. As far as we know, it works everywhere, right? Like, it's a bit hard to set up sometimes because digital signatures are not easy, but you can sign a PDF, send it to your government, and they will mostly accept it, right? Sometimes not, because people just want to see the signature, like not the actual digital signature, just the graphical one, and we don't do that. So you have to tell them, no, it's actually signed, like there's math behind it. But yeah, it works. You can do annotations, right? So you can do like comments and arrows and whatever. You can fill forms, so you can possibly do your taxes. Sometimes not, but it mostly works. And then the easy things, right? So you have miniatures on the left, you have a table of contents, you can have links, blah, blah, blah. More features. You can rotate the pages. If you're a LaTeX geek, you can do inverse search. I don't know what it means, but I think it means you can go like switch easily back between the PDF and the LaTeX source code of the PDF. And then you can do things. I don't know if you probably don't know much about PDF, and that's good. You will be a happier person. But PDF has lots of things. You can have embedded files. You can have videos. You can have sound. You can have many, many things. So we support some of those. We don't support anything, everything, because the PDF spec is like 2,000 pages long, and we don't have that much time. But yeah, we do try to support most of the things. And then we support different view modes, the easy ones, right? So they can have either continuous or not continuous, or like big end pages. Bookmarks, presentation mode, right? I'm using Ocular. We have the best feature ever in presentation mode, which is this little round thing on the top. You know how much I am through the presentation, so if it's very boring, it's like, okay, the guy is going to finish early, right? I mean, you also know it because it's a lightning talk, but if it wasn't a lightning talk, you'd know I'm in page 8, almost done. Future work. So about future work, we need to work better with digital signatures. Right now, we are basically getting the digital signatures from your Firefox installation, but the definition of what your Firefox installation is, it's kind of weird, because you can have many Firefox installations in your computer, so we basically just do this and like go to a folder, it's like, it's gonna be this. Mostly it works, sometimes it doesn't, right? So I have people, it's like, it doesn't find my signatures, and then I have to tell them, go here, remove everything, install Firefox again, and it's like not very it's a bit cumbersome, right? So we have to improve that. We have to move to the 20th century for printing. We are doing this very weird thing in which when you get a PDF and you want to print it, we convert it to PostScript and then we print it. And that's because like 40 years ago, printers only understood PostScript, right? The PS files. Like in the modern world, all the printers understand PDF, right? So we're doing this weird thing, which we get a PDF, we convert it to PS, and we send it to your printer, and your printer converts it to PDF and then prints it. So yeah, that's not good. But printing is annoying because it's very hard to test, and you have to kill lots of trees. So we haven't changed it yet. We have to do more multi-threading. At this point, we are running like in 2 threads, but like this computer is like 10 years old, and it has like 10 cores, right? So we need to do more multi-threading. It's just that multi-threading is hard, so we haven't done it. We have to support better JavaScript in PDF files. So as I mentioned before, for the forms, right? So the forms is the typical, you want to do your taxes, and it has like, I earned this amount of money. There's like 20% taxes on it, so I have to pay that person, right? And PDF files have a way of embedding JavaScript on it, and will do the calculation for you, right? So you don't have to multiply by 20% because you're not very smart and you will fail. So, well, that kind of works most of the times until you run out of, like, the PDF is German and the comma is the dot and the dot is the comma and everything gets confusing. So we have to do better in that. And we don't want it. People want more complex views, right? So people want to have side-by-side views, and side-by-side is very nice until you have to think about it, right? Because we have the zoom percentage on the top, right? And I'm going to show it to you. So we have this thing, which is the zoom on the top right, right? If you have 2 side-by-side pages, well, what does the zoom apply to, right? Like, it's like when the people ask for it, they don't think about the corner cases, right? Yeah, I want some by side-by-side. Like, well, sure, we have a whole application and lots of chroma. How does that apply to side-by-side? Nobody knows, so we haven't done it yet. One thing we might do, and it's not super hard, it's PDF link preview, right? So it sometimes happens that PDF have links to other part of the PDF, and you just want to hover over the link and see where it's actually going without going to it. So we might do that. That doesn't seem super hard, but yeah, somebody has to do it. Future work number two. We have to give more love to the non-Linux platforms, right? So as I mentioned before, we support all the platforms, right? So we support Mac, and we support Windows, and we support Android, and blah, blah, blah. But that's kind of a lie. Like, we support Linux. That's what I use. That's what Sune uses. Like, so everything else, it just works by accident, right? Which is good, right? It means it's a testament about the code being robust and everything else. But yeah, I mean, if you care about the other platforms, show up and make it better. And if not, that's fine. We want to support that thing I'm not going to try to pronounce. That's the European Union thing for invoices, right? So they have this weird thing about invoices. They want invoices to be machine readable, and PDF is involved, but there's also XML is involved, and PDF. It would surprise you, PDF is easier than XML. Like, they have this whole XML monster. You have to run XSL2 on it to do transformations. And there's no XSL2 library on Linux. We only have XSLT1. So yeah, annoying. And then we have lots of feature requests in bookskey.org, over than 500. Usually I don't close feature requests. Like, it's valid, right? So you went there, you wrote something, it's valid. Possibly, I will possibly also ignore it, but like, you took your time, so yeah. And like, the thing is, like, we need more time, right? So either create time for me being a good person, or contribute, right? And when I say create time for me, one of the things about bugs in particular, or feature requests, is we're all lazy, right? I'm lazy, you're lazy, that's fine. But there's only one of me, and there's like thousands of you, right? So when you file a bug, make it as good as possible, right? Don't tell me, if you do this in LaTeX, it will fail, and then you only give me the LaTeX file. Just give me the PDF, right? I don't know how to compile LaTeX anymore. I did it 20 years ago, right? So like, make it as easy as possible for us doing the work to reproduce your problem, right? Okay, how to try it? So you can try it in FlatHub, right? That's possibly the easiest way. I mean, if you have a modern Linux distribution, you just use what your Linux distribution uses. But if you use Debian, don't use Debian, right? I mean, it's very old, it's very nice, but it has an Ocular version from 3 years ago, right? It has bugs. We don't fix many bugs, but we do some work, right? So use FlatHub. People come to me and say, I can't do digital signature. You lied. Like, it was there in your features pages. They're like, well, you're using Debian from 10 years ago. Obviously, it doesn't have digital signature. If you're on Windows, you can download it from the Windows Store. I think you can also download it from Chocolatey, which is like some package manager, free software kind of thing. I don't know who put it there. I don't know if it has malware. I hope it doesn't. But I mean, your mileage might vary, right? We do put it on the Windows Store, so we know it's good. If you want to try the Android version, it's on F-Droid, but it's not on proper F-Droid. So KDE has its own KDE F-Droid repository. So you have to like Google for that or search for it on the internet, and you'll find it. And if you want to use it for Mac, well, you just have to download it from the CDN. We don't have any actual Mac good way of distributing, so you just download it from there. Last time I tried it, it did work. And there's a few links. So that's our webpage. That's our GitLab. We do have our own GitLab at KDE, right? So just do that. We have a Matrix channel. And that's it. There's no time for questions because I have 1 minute left. So thank you very much for coming here. It was very early in the morning. You guys are stars.